Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The liberals who believe in judicial supremacy claim that the outrageous decision by one Nebraska judge in overturning the marriage law adopted by 70% of the voters is now the law of the land. They claim that despite the overwhelming rejection of same-sex marriage licenses by voters, we must respect this new rule invented by an activist judge who was a former Democratic Party chairman. How long will Congress sit idly by, watching representative government disintegrate in the face of judges determined to rewrite our laws and remake our culture? Some U.S. senators have loudly proclaimed their support for traditional marriage and worried out loud about the future of our country, but so far they've given us only words without action. Last year, senators avoided action by pleading that no federal court had yet ruled against state marriage laws or the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. That excuse no longer holds. Congress is now faced with arrogant judicial supremacy. Congress should not wait for a higher federal court to act on the Nebraska judge's impudence. That process might take years, and we have no assurance that higher federal courts will overturn his ruling. Congress should immediately take this issue away from the federal courts by denying jurisdiction over any claim that the definition of marriage in federal or state law violates the U.S. Constitution. It's also time for Congress to use its 14th Amendment Section 5 power to clarify the meaning of equal protection of the laws in Section 1. Equal protection certainly does not mean, for example, that everybody must pay the same taxes or receive the same welfare benefits. I hope Congress won't just grumble, but end up doing nothing to stop out-of-control judges. If Congress fails to act, we can't expect similar atrocities to continue as supremacist judges remake America into a society that rejects traditional marriage and even banishes the Pledge of Allegiance.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, don't use a big word where a diminutive one will suffice. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and Jeff's in a little better mood today. He even came by my office and said, are you ready to go on the air today? So, one time in 11 years, I wasn't on time yesterday. And I got carried away in some things that I was studying, and Jeff had to put us on the air without me, which he's good at. But anyway, Jeff, I wanted you to know that will never happen again in our lifetime. You know, I've been broadcasting for a long, long time, and I've only missed, actually, that I can think of, 2 programs in my life. One night I drove practically all night to get home, and I don't normally set an alarm. I've got a clock in my head, and this is back when I would get up early in the morning and go up to the office. But I kind of got ready. I came home real late, like at midnight, or after midnight, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning or something. And I thought, well, I'll rip down the wire and get ready to go, so when I come up here at 6:05, I'll be ready. And I went to sleep and didn't wake up. And the phone rang, and lo and behold, I'd missed a show. It just doesn't happen now. So I will assure you, I will never, ever, 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 ever miss another program without, you know, I might miss some, but I'll call you and say, hey, Jeff, I'm not going to make it. I've got this problem or whatever. Anyway, so much for that. I apologize. And excuses only satisfy those who make them. Now, back to terror-free investing. You know, I was over the past several months, I have written an article or two, and we've discussed on the air about these pension plans. Are your pension plans safe? People thought they had a lot more money in their retirement plans and in their pension plans until the stock market broke several years ago. And they saw their assets kind of fly out the window, at least a high percentage of it. But pension plans and mutual funds have money that's invested in places that you wouldn't think we invest money. Actually, the people that handle some of these pension plans are doing business with terrorist-friendly countries. There's supposedly over 400 publicly traded companies that do business with nations that sponsor terrorists. And we're not talking about hundreds and thousands and millions or even billions. We're talking about, on a national basis, trillions of dollars that we're actually doing business with in countries like Iran, Sudan, Syria, Cuba, Libya, North Korea. There's 400 companies known to be doing business in these terror-sponsoring states, and almost every pension portfolio in America has some of their company in those stocks. I have with me today our financial expert, Craig Smith, with SmithAmerica.com. Craig, what is going on here?
Well, Derry, as always, you're in front of the curve, and your listeners get the information first. I mean, I'm impressed with how you've read up on this, and and understand what's going on. You said it all, Derry, in your intro. We currently have in America between 400 and 500 companies that knowingly are doing business with terror-sponsored states. And when most people have their money in pensions or 401ks or mutual funds, they don't even think, well, hey, could my money be helping fuel the fires of Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah or Islamic Jihad or Hamas? And yet when you start to do the homework, you find out that, in fact, you're doing that. Out of the top 100 pension systems in the United States, Derry, they invest between 15 and 23% of their total portfolios in companies that do business in nations that are considered to be sponsors of terror. And we know from the example in South Africa that if you want to stop terrorism or you want to stop any type of terror organization or you want to stop a repressive regime, you have to stop the money flow to them. It's kind of like this Live Aid concert in Africa. What a waste of money. If we send $25 billion to Africa, it's going to end up in a handful of warlords. It's not going to end up getting to the people. So the only way you can change Africa is to do just the opposite of what Live Aid is going to do. You have to cut the money off to Africa. Name me a time. Look at Nigeria. My goodness, they got more oil than a lot of places in the world, and yet it's a poor country. Why? Because all that money goes to the leadership. Same thing with terrorism, Derry, and the same thing with nations like Libya. We get all excited that Libya dropped their nuclear program, but we forget that their oil revenues are sponsoring huge amounts of terrorism around America. So what we've done is we've, in cooperation with Conflict Securities Advisory Group and DivestTerror.org, have put together an opportunity for listeners of your program and throughout the country where we can actually check your pension, we can check your mutual funds, and we can make sure that you do not have your money in companies that are helping promote terrorism around America. We're doing it across the country. It's a national campaign. You're actually the first program I've talked about it on a national basis, and we're doing it for one reason, Derry. We want to make sure we are not buying the rope by which we're hanging ourselves.
Well, you know, it looks, and you said that very plainly about buying the rope that we hang ourselves with, but I can see just many, many aspects of what's going on in this country, and it looks like we are out there trying to commit suicide.
Derry, there's no doubt about it from a standpoint of investments. I mean, let me give you a perfect example, Derry. The California Public Employees Retirement System, CalPERS as it's known, which is a huge, matter of fact, I believe it's the number one pension size-wise in America. They have over $17 billion invested in 201 companies that Conflict Securities Advisory Group have identified of companies doing business with the enemy. Revenues from those companies actually go into people's pockets in the form of paychecks and dividends and so on and so forth that ultimately get into terrorist hands. Now, why in the world would a person who works in the state of California want their money invested in a company that is possibly giving money to Osama bin Laden or Islamic Jihad? Many of these people inadvertently were giving money to the wonderful Nobel Peace Prize winner Yasser Arafat, the greatest terrorist that ever lived in the Middle East.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Today with Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com. Craig, we were talking about investterror.org and how so many of these pension plans and mutual funds are literally investing in Iran and Cuba and Libya and Korea, North Korea. You know, it was Will Rogers, and I can't quote him exactly, but he said he's not so concerned about his interest, but he wants to know if he's going to get his principal back.
Yeah, that's right. It's a famous quote. He said, "I'm not so concerned about the return on my money as I am about the return of
my money." There you go. That's right.
Right.
You but what are our companies? You know, when you invest in a mutual fund, it's you don't think about them spending money or investing in North Korea. What are we doing that in the first place?
Well, very unfortunately, CEOs of these major corporations have one thing that they have to do, and that's bring home the bacon every quarter. They have to make a profit. They have to satisfy their shareholders, because in the investment world today, investors punish managers that do not make a return on the dollar. And quite frankly, a lot of people turn a blind eye to it. I think about people that are involved in gambling stocks of liquor companies, cigarette manufacturers. People say, well, hey, if I can make a profit, what do I care, you know? Yet alcohol has never really helped anybody. It's broken up more marriages and killed people in automobile accidents, yet people invest in it. I personally don't, Derry, because I believe it's a moral issue that I shouldn't have my money invested in areas that can hurt people. The same thing holds true with companies that are openly sponsoring terrorist nations. And, you know, I don't want to use any specific names publicly on a national basis because, quite frankly, Derry, I don't want to get sued. But it's the truth when you get the information. It's the truth when you call your pension plan or your mutual fund manager or your retirement system and you say, hey, I want you to tell me whether or not any of the companies that I'm involved in are working with terrorist sponsoring states. They owe you that information, and what I'm going to try and do is create an awareness on the public level to where people ask that question.
Can't you get their portfolio and look and see where that money is?
Well, what we're going to be doing at Swiss America for a very limited time, Derry, is there is a list that Conflict Securities Advisory Group puts out. It's $15,000 for access to the list. What CSAG has allowed us to do is, if you are in a pension, if you're in a mutual fund, if you're in a retirement plan that's involved in stocks, you can call Swiss America. We'll actually take some basic information, and within 72 hours, Conflict Securities Advisory Group will actually give us what's called an exposure report that will give you some pertinent information that you can take back to your money manager and say, hey, I want an explanation of this. Let's just say ABC Corporation is in your pension plan. I know they're involved in Libya. I want to know why my money's there, or I want it moved out.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And we're back. Craig, we're talking about how these, and some of them are S&P 500 companies that invest in countries like Iran and Syria and Cuba and Libya and North Korea. What kind of companies do they buy into? How are they invested over there?
Well, let me give you an example, Terry. There's an extremely large bank in America. Everybody knows it. If I mention their name, it would be common knowledge across the country. They just went through a big merger. They have everything from financing of oil wells to financing of land to purchases of factories that they have financed, that in hire people, that pay money to certain people, that those people end up giving money to terrorists. We've got to keep in mind, Derry, that when you're talking about countries like Iran, Iraq, the Sudan, Libya, Syria, etc., those workers that go to work and earn a wage, they take a portion of that wage and they give it to their local a mosque or a madras. And a lot of that money ends up going to terrorists. I mean, that's how these guys get their funding. And so when Frank Lautenberg, and I'm not a big fan of Frank Lautenberg, by the way, but he happens to be a very well-known senator back in New Jersey. He was stuck in there at the last minute to win the Senate seat, by the way. Even he has come out And his comment the other day, I was very pleased to see, he said, it is unconscionable for our country's pension system to permit investments in companies that provide revenues, advanced equipment, and technology to countries that threaten our vital interests. And a lot of these companies, for example, on the tech side, Derry, they actually provide software, hardware, technologies to countries that then in turn use that technology to generate revenues that goes to further goes to finance terrorism. We've got to stop it. It's unconscionable that we in America have just at first glance over $188 billion that goes to in the countries that sponsor terrorism. It has to stop. If we're going to stop the terrorist area, we have to stop the flow of money going to them. If you could do that, what would happen is the terrorists, the suicide bombers, their families wouldn't be paid. They wouldn't be able to buy the vests. They wouldn't be able to buy the explosives. I mean, it's the hip bone connected to the thigh bone type of theory, Derry. And we, look, a lot of people listening to this program have no ability to pick up a rifle and go to Iraq and fight the war on terror, or go to Afghanistan and fight the war on terror. But a simple phone call to your pension plan, a simple phone call to your mutual fund advisor can ultimately stop the funds that are going to sponsor terrorism and shut these guys down. I think between our troops in the field overseas and Americans taking action here in America, we can defeat terror, Derry.
Now, I still can't understand why they want to do this. Do you think, do they get a higher percent interest on their investment in Cuba than they would here in the United States?
Well, it's simply money, Derry. And will they get a higher return? No. They get the same return, but they want to be globally positioned. I mean, you think about a lot of these multinational companies, Derry, and I don't know if McDonald's is on the list or not, but let's just use that as an example. If McDonald's strictly stayed in the United States of America, they'd have a very small market share. So they've moved into China and Japan. And as you travel across the world, you'll see McDonald's everywhere.
Oh, you travel anywhere, you see the old line. I'll never forget the first time I went to Brazil, got off of the airplane, and there was a Shell Oil Company sign. The first time I was in Rome, got off of the airplane, there was a Shell Oil Company sign. I mean, our international corporations are everywhere.
Absolutely. And they're not doing that for any reason other than to make money. And I think in a lot of cases, these guys are unaware, Derry, that when they hire somebody to pump that oil at a Shell oil station, and that guy makes an income, and he takes that income home and sends $10 to Abdul Rahman to blow up the World Trade Center, he is helping sponsor terrorism. It has to stop, Derry, and it stops when we, the American people, draw the line in the sand and say, we are not going to invest in the company that makes the rope that we're hanging ourselves with. We're just not going to do it.
You know, I had an interesting story and I thought it was here in the wastebasket, but I couldn't find it. I was going through my files here in the wastebasket a moment ago. But the United States, the U.S. wheat growers wanted to put a donut machine in a high school in Cuba. Because they said the Cuban children don't know what donuts are, and they thought that would be good to introduce them to donuts, and they might want to buy some of our wheat if we got them started eating donuts. And they were going to put a donut-making machine in a high school, and our government wouldn't let them because they said it was against foreign policy.
I mean, you know, and yet we'll sell technology to Libya that at one time had nuclear weapons that they wanted to use on the United States of America.
Or give our nuclear secrets to China.
It's insane, Derry. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I thought about this the other day. Have we lost our collective minds in America over the chase and pursuit of riches, of money? It's frightening.
See, I can't believe it's money because, I mean, no doubt money has a lot involved there, but it's got to be deeper than money because we would have more money if we stayed at home and took care of our own business. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We've shipped all of our money out of this country, but let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and I took that break 30 seconds too soon because in just a few more seconds, it'll be your turn. It will be your turn, Craig. But in the meantime, let me say this. We've watched it with NAFTA, we've watched it with GATT, now we're going to see it happen if CAFTA gets passed, and we are sending our monetary value everywhere but where it ought to be, and that's to our local bank.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Greg Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. For years now, you've heard us on the Derry Brownfield Show talking about everything from stocks and bonds and gold and real estate and interest rates and, oh gosh, you name it, we've covered the gambit. We've talked about oil going over $60 a barrel. We've talked about the U.S. dollar rising and falling, interest rates changing every second of the day. And yet we in America have something more important than all of that combined. September 11th, 2001 changed the future of America forever. We're now locked into a war on terror that many people say we could be fighting for the rest of our known days, unless we stop the terrorists in their tracks. History shows us that the best way to stop terrorism is to shut off a terrorist's ability to get funding. It takes money to build bombs. It takes money to pay suicide families for their children as they sacrifice themselves for the 72 virgins. But most Americans don't realize where a lot of that money funding terror comes from. Well, guess what? I hate to break this to you, but it actually comes from your pension, your mutual fund, your 401k. That's right. Conflict Security Advisory Group has identified almost 500 companies. Many of them are listed in the Fortune 500 companies of America that actually do business with terror-sponsoring states. And actually, your money is going to support that. For a very limited time, Swiss America has obtained access to the Conflict Securities Advisory Group list of those companies. If you have money in a pension, in a mutual fund, in a retirement plan that is involved in stocks, I highly recommend you call us at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Let the person you speak to know that you're listening to the Derry Brownfield Show and you would like access to that list. Now, that list would normally cost $15,000, but Conflict Securities Group, on a very limited basis, have given us the ability to check your investments, your pensions, your mutual funds, your 401ks against this list, and within 72 hours send you what's referred to as an exposure report. This will give you the information to go back to your money manager and say, I do not want my money sponsoring terrorism. Get it out, and get it out now. Once again, that number is 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646, or you can go to the web at SwissAmerica.com. Many of us can't pick up weapons to go fight the war on terror in the Middle East, but we surely can make a couple phone calls and make sure that our hard-earned money is not sponsoring terrorism around the world. Give us a call today to take advantage of this opportunity, 800-289-2646.
Craig, you were mentioning earlier investterror.org. What is investterror.org? Can you...
Well, actually, it's Divest.
Oh, Divest. I'm
DivestTerror.org. And DivestTerror.org is a collaborative effort between Frank Gaffney and Roger Robinson from Conflict Securities Advisory Group. Quite frankly, Derry, I'm drawing a blank on Frank Gaffney's group's name right off the top of my head here. But if you go to DivestTerror, D-I-V-E-S-T, DivestTerror, Terror, and then it's TERROR.org. You'll see all the information there that will literally curl your hair. How I found out about this, Derry, is for a very short time period, I took over a late night program, to fill in for a host as they were going through some changes. And I became acquainted with Frank Gaffney through some interviews and also Roger Robinson. When Roger was on one night, he started going over this bit about, did you know that there's over $200 billion worth of money that's sponsoring terrorism that's coming out of American investment pockets? And I took him into a break. I said, Roger, you can't just hit me with that on open air. What is this all about? And he started sharing it with me and emailing me this stuff on a break. Derry, I sat there speechless. I couldn't believe. I mean, I didn't know anything about it, and heck, I'm in the financial worlds. I mean, I read Investor's Business Daily. I read Wall Street Journal daily. I read New York Times daily. I'm watching CNBC in the entire day through. I had no clue that whether you're in Maine, which has the smallest pension in America, which has about, I think it's Rhode Island, which has about $400 million invested in 41 companies that do terror sponsoring states, or whether you're in the largest pension, which is the California pension, with over $17 billion invested in 201 of such of these companies, you are helping sponsor terrorism. And here's the thing that terrified me about it, Derry. Every single state in America, and there's going to be a big announcement coming in the next couple weeks, that there's a state in the southeast that's going to announce that they're the first state pension that is 100% terror-free because they paid the $15,000 to get this list, and they made sure that their money is not in any company that's doing business with these nations. It floored me, Derry, that this information has been there, but the media has said nothing about it. No major newspaper has talked about it. Dateline will talk about all kinds of problems. They'll talk about sexual predators and this and that and talk about how bad our president is and how he lies to people, but they won't tell us that the big companies are helping fuel terrorism through financing it. I mean, it's insane to me, Derry, and so I almost felt like it was a calling, and that's probably a bad word to use or not an accurate word, but I felt a need that I needed to go out, no matter what it cost me as a company, to tell America that your retirement money could be sponsoring terror, and you owe it to the nation, you owe it to your family, you owe it to this country to at least make a phone call and make sure you're not sponsoring terrorism.
Craig, let's go to the telephones. We'll start out with Larry in Indiana. Hi, Larry. You are on the air.
Hi, Derry. I agree we do need to cut off the funding to the terrorists, but what I'm hearing here is regurgitation of the propaganda party line on this Reichstag-like event. Our president is a bad person, and he does lie to us, and he is doing the bidding of his daddy. And if you want to talk about terrorists and cutting off funding, 10 years ago today, Israel is celebrating the Levant affair, where they put their own Mossad, hired Arabs to place bombs to be blamed on Arabs in Egypt. And they're still practicing these things today.
Are the black helicopters hovering over the house, Larry?
Excuse me?
Are the black helicopters hovering over your house as well?
Demonize the messenger.
I'm not demonizing you, Larry. But come on. I mean, we can come up with conspiracies for every single event in the world if we wish.
Now, I would like for your listeners and you, Derry, to check out that the Talmud is just as evil as the Koran. It is totally antithetical to the Torah. This is something that religious people aren't aware of, Derry. Bush has put all these, quote, Zionists in positions of power, including Michael Chertoff, Douglas Feith, Rumsfeld, and others, who have a history of staging terror to be blamed on their enemies. Have you heard anything about the Israelis that the airports caught with anthrax and deported? And yet we've got Arabs that have done nothing to this country, held in torture camps in Guantanamo.
Well, let's move along. Let's move along here.
In Guantanamo, Derek.
Okay.
Clean clothes. I mean, I don't even want to go there, Derry. I mean, forgive me if I'm sounding cynical about this, but I mean, we're talking about an issue that is a practical issue. We have money that is going through major U.S. companies to finance terrorism in the world. Now, if this gentleman would love to release all the terrorists and do what many people in America wish to do, and that is indict them and bring them up on charges and then get them, some counseling to see why they would want to attack America because we're such a lousy nation, well, you can go for that. I say, if these guys want to kill us, Derry, and they're not going to stop until they do kill us, it's a real simple equation for me, Derry. I have to cut their ability off to buy the bullets to shoot me.
Moving right along, Craig.
And Derry, I know it sounds cold, but I want you to think about this with me for just a minute, Derry. Let's say that there was a guy that wanted to hurt Mr. and Mrs. Derry Brownfield, and he camped outside of your house, and the police had no authority with him, And they had no ability to protect you from him, because this man was willing to die to kill you and your wife. And he sat out your house, and he told you whether it takes a year or 100 years, you're going to die, Derry Brownfield, at my hand. My question is simple, Derry. What would you do?
Well, we won't go into that on the air either.
Right. My point is that you would have to find a way to eliminate that guy, or at least make sure that he didn't have anything he could hurt you with other than his hands. Because at least that way, you'd have the opportunity to beat him one-on-one. But if he had money to buy bombs, if he had money to buy weapons, if he had money to buy ammunition, then he could clearly hurt you and your wife. And I know you, Derry Brownfield, and I can assure you, as much as you love your wife, there's nobody that's going to hurt your family and get away with it.
Last week, the last month at least, when you were on the air with us, you were talking about back in 1977, something was worth $40,000. 1978, it was worth $80,000. And a month ago, it was worth $400,000. Do you remember what that was?
It was my first home.
Okay, your first home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I have some interesting information here on the dollar. And the American Institute for Economic Research, are you familiar with them?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, they take the dollar and they determine what its value is today based upon 1945. I wish they would have done it on 1935 instead of 45, because we had a lot of inflation by 1945. The war was over. Remember, Rosie the Riveter had been making $2 an hour working in a in a Victory plant, and as a result, we saw a lot of inflation by the end of World War II. But just based upon a 1945 dollar as being 100%, they say that 15 years later, it was only worth 61 cents. By 1970, it was only worth 45 cents. I'm leaving off the points here. By 1980, it was worth 21 cents. By 1990, it was worth 13.5 cents. By the year 2000, it was worth 10.5 cents, and by the year 2003, it wasn't even worth a dime.
Yeah, isn't that amazing, Derry? And you've got to ask yourself the question, why has that happened? Is it because money is scarce? Of course not. It's because we keep creating more of a commodity. It makes that commodity worth less.
I was going to say, there's more money now than there was today, or you couldn't have bought that $400,000 house that was worth $40,000.
That's correct. And here's what's amazing. If you count it all up now, Derry, corporate, personal, government, and derivative debt, are you sitting down, Derry? We now, and it's only an estimation because they don't know for a fact, okay? It's somewhere around $100 trillion. Just with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid unfunded mandates, we have $44 trillion worth of potential liability. That's per Forbes magazine and Fortune magazine. Fortune did an article called The $44 Trillion Abyss, talking about Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. So when you count corporate, personal, and government debt on top of that, we now are cresting $100 trillion. That's more dollars and seconds of time that have passed since Adam and Eve walked.
Why now, how did we accumulate the $44 trillion?
Well, the $44 trillion is all the unfunded mandates that Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid represent over the course of the next X amount of years.
Okay.
That was per Fortune magazine. It was an article that they ran about 8 months ago called The $44 Trillion Abyss.
But, you know, there's not a lot we can do as far as, I mean, it would take acts of Congress to change that. But I see where the average home mortgage today, the average home is mortgaged at 91% of its value. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Into the commercial break, I was mentioning the average mortgage in this country is 91% of the value of the home. I got that information off of Neil Cavuto. He had a Maryland college professor there from the University of Maryland. He mentioned this on June 21st. And, you know, when I first started buying a home or buying anything, you had to have like 20% cash before you could ever make the purchase in the first place.
Yeah, that was a minimum, Derry. And here's another frightening statistic. Before, banks, in order to qualify you for a mortgage, would only allow you to have a debt ratio of 33% of your net income to be represented by your mortgage payment. So if you made, you know, $1,500 a month, you couldn't have more than a $500 a month mortgage. Today, that number is at 40%, and it looks by year end it may be 41 or 42%. So what happens if it gets to 50% of your income goes to pay your mortgage payment? How can you afford the electric, the gas, the food, the gasoline, all the other things? It's only a matter of time before, if those numbers get too far out of whack, you're going to have a lot of foreclosures. You're going to have a lot of people that can't afford to pay for these homes. And my daughter is experiencing this in Phoenix right now. My daughter's 25 years old. She's looking to buy her first home. And, Derry, you can't believe what her mortgage payment is going to be. And, quite frankly, they've been priced out of the Phoenix market. They can't buy here anymore.
Is it just the Phoenix market, or is this thing pretty much nationwide, do you think?
Well, I think there's pockets, Derry. Here's what's amazing. My daughter was in Southern California in San Diego. She graduated school there, and she left Southern California coming to Arizona because the housing market was so hot in Southern California. Now she's in Arizona. I mean, before, if this keeps going this way, she's going to end up in Iowa or Kansas somewhere. She's going to have to keep moving east.
You know, we see it, and I've done several programs on the real estate values of farmland, not
right.
necessarily farmland, but rural countryside. And out here where I live, we've got land priced now for priced. I don't know if it's sold up to $4,000 an acre. You see, Houston could buy the best lot in a suburb for $4,000, and it wouldn't be any acre lot, but or it could be an acre lot.
No, you're right, and here's what's happening, Derry, is that same farmland, if you go down to Brazil right now, you can buy it for $300-$400 an acre at very best, and that's fully irrigated and, you know, level and so on and so forth. So what a lot of farmers in America are doing is selling out their farmland in America and moving down to Brazil to farm. And that's, especially with CAFTA getting ready to pass now in the Caribbean, a basin initiative and all these other things that are going on, we are slowly but surely moving everything offshore. And I'm sure you've read Pat Buchanan's book, Where the Right Went Wrong. And look, he makes a great point in that. You know, at what point do we ship all that stuff off where we become nothing more than a service-based company and our country and a company that our country that just consumes things from other people and makes everybody else wealthy? It can't go on forever.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Craig, going into the commercial break, you were talking about how this can't go on forever, and you were talking about the annual trade deficit. I just happened to pull up some figures here that I think's interesting, but just this last month now, and it goes all the way back to February, I'd say that's, I don't know why with computers and all the intelligentsia we have, that was the last month we have information on. But in February, for example, the annual trade deficit soared to a record $617.7 billion.
Mm.
Now, U.S. farmers, and this is the thing that's frightening. You were talking about how farmers go to Brazil and other countries.
Right.
United States farmers sold a record
$56.3 billion in food products to foreign countries. But we imported $62.2 billion, and it makes a third straight year that Americans had a deficit in food trade.
And what does that tell you, Derry?
It tells us that we're relying on other countries for our food supply.
You bet. And soon we're going to be relying on them for our weaponry if we keep this up. And that's why it can't go on forever. And that's why I'm very concerned about what we're doing in every area of our nation, including where Americans' investments are being spent. I mean, you know, I don't want to lose the point in the program that where we started on this is that your money can be sponsoring things you don't want to sponsor. Well, that's what's happening with your taxes. You know, I just heard your commercial for the Paragon Foundation, which is such a fine organization, Derry. I mean, think about the Supreme Court vote we had the other day. They can now take private property from a citizen and give it to another private citizen.
Have you seen how many cities now have all they had this all in the works? And when that court case was read, they now that decision was read. Now I've seen about a half a dozen cities now that are taking property.
You bet. And you watch, Derry. You watch the cities that take the churches next, Derry. They're going to say, well, we don't need that church there. That church, if we put it in a private hand, we could build a big hotel there and have bigger tax revenues. I mean, it's frightening what's happening.
Well, the church doesn't pay taxes, period. So
exactly.
Anything they do is going to be better as far as finances are concerned.
That's why I think the churches are a big target. And that's why I believe that if they're willing to take your pension money and sponsor terrorism with it, they're willing to take your church that has a zero tax base and turn it into a tax revenue generator.
You know, I never thought about that, but you're absolutely right. What about other tax-free organizations?
Absolutely correct. That's my biggest fear. When I saw that decision come down, the first thing that came to mind was, my God, help us. Our churches are in trouble, because if you're a church or a synagogue and you have zero tax revenue and you're sitting on a major intersection where they can put a hotel or a drive-through or what have you and increase their taxes by millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, just a McDonald's restaurant would bring in a lot more taxes than a church would.
You better believe it. And you'll see it being done in the name of progress, in the name of we got to balance our budgets, when the way to balance our budgets is stop spending cotton-picking money we don't have. I'm sorry, Derry. It just aggravates me, because we have the greatest nation in the world. We got the greatest constitution in the world. We got the greatest people in the world, but we got lousy leaders.
Well, we used to have the greatest constitution in the world. After some of these court decisions, after the Patriot Act, the Constitution is about void and null.
Yeah, no, that's true. But, you know, the Constitution is still pure and still whole. They haven't changed it. They've just interpreted it differently. And obviously we're creating laws instead of interpreting laws. And, you know, maybe it had, you know, was it George Patton that said the sign of success is when you hit rock bottom, how high you bounce back? You know, maybe that's where we have to be in this nation. Maybe we have to hit rock bottom for us to be able to see our success.
Craig, we haven't hit rock bottom that way, but we have with the clock. My little dot is right on the bottom of the clock, and that tells us that it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails to you.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.